Now, yesterday, you would have heard EWN and read it in newspapers as well. The Minister of Cooperative Governance, William Kese, announced that the national government has declared a national state of disaster to deal with the country's drought crisis. As I said earlier, 6 billion rand being set aside. You know what it's like living in Cape Town, having to watch every second of a shower. You've known for a very long time that, you know, even washing your hands, brushing your teeth needs to be done without the tap running. So you've known for a long time you're staring a disaster in the face. And it's great to see that the Interministerial Task Team on Drought and Water Scarcity has placed emphasis on the need to provide relief to the Cape provinces, which are currently the worst affected by the drought. The Eastern Cape and the Western Cape, certainly. Now, Mkhize also noted that it is crucial to adopt integrated planning and coordinated implementation to ensure the effectiveness and the efficiency of the overall drought response effort. You are joined by Dr. Mapaka Tau, who is the head of the National Disaster Management Center at the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. Dr. Mapaka Tau, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Kina, and good morning to the listeners.
Now, Doctor, what's the process? So a national disaster has been declared. 6 billion rand has been put aside. But, you know, you're not just going to be handing it out willy-nilly. A proper plan needs to be put in place. What is the process that now follows this announcement?
Thank you very much, Tina. Just to put it in context, the declaration has been made and with the declaration, there was a recognition by the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs that the national government has set aside 6 billion to deal with drought and other measures. And that those that fund will be accessed through normal verification processes.
Okay, now obviously
to cover the whole country.
Indeed. Now, this fund needs to be underpinned by a strategy to deal with the various challenges that falls under that definition that you've given. Is that strategy in place, or is it still a work in progress? Do you still need to do a proper discovery process to find out exactly what needs to be done where?
The strategy is in place. Because we have what we call the National Disaster Management Framework that spells out how you coordinate the response to disaster situations. And for this current drought conditions, we have developed a national contingency plan in terms of which we coordinate multi-sectoral efforts. But we also recognize that other sector departments and other entities, including NGOs and the private sector, are also making their interventions. So for purposes of the fund and the including also the emergency grant, we'll follow the national contingency plan read with provincial plans.
Doctor, if we can talk a little bit about details, because it sounds a bit like government speak, right? It sounds like, you know, chatting to the Western Cape government and the Eastern Cape government and contingency this and contingency that, and that's perfectly fine. But, you know, when you deal with a drought, water security equals food security, equals economic security, equals prosperity or the lack of prosperity in a particular country. So surely when you look at a 6 billion rand that has to be spent, you'd be looking at the big ticket items that and the quick wins, if you like, that'll be able to bring us, you know, the amount of water that's needed sustainably. Is that what is being done?
Yes, that's what has been done. But let's take into account the fact that there's already 74.8 million that has been allocated to the province. And the province has also done excellent work in terms of reprioritizing its resources. And that the 6 billion to be allocated will also take into account, to be requested from Treasury, will also take into account whether the the projects that I identified do not fall under normal service delivery programs, which means they might have to be funded through other interventions. Ah. So we have been meeting from yesterday and today also to receive reports and identify what are the critical interventions for which we can then seek funding from the earmarked 6 billion.
Now, what say would your disaster management centre have when it comes to the implementation of some of these things? Yes, the city of Cape Town has done some amazing work, but you're still sitting with a question of smaller scale desalination. Obviously, if one looks at the groundwater that is currently being earmarked to be extracted as well, the challenge with especially the smaller scale desalination, the cost of smaller scale desalination is absolutely horrendous. You need to go larger scale, as far as desalination is concerned, in order to make sure that, yes, you get the right amount of water, but also the cost to the person at the end of it, the taxpayer, is actually going to be reasonable as well.
You are making a very important point, and it borders on the issue of the impact of interventions and the sustainability thereof. We largely depend on experts to guide us in terms of these interventions. And as you'll be aware, our Department of Water and Sanitation works closely with the provincial government as well as the City of Cape Town in terms of the interventions that have been made. And indeed, we get comfort in the fact that they are experts in the field and they are able to recommend projects that will have impact in the long term.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you very much for your time. There's obviously a concern, and it's a concern countrywide, of course. When you have a crisis, you don't want little desalination, this and that, being passed out to people who maybe donate money to your political party or happen to be a friend, et cetera, bringing up the cost to ordinary taxpayers. You want the best possible deal, and you want the best people to deliver that water.
Exactly. Well, and let me thank you and thank the listeners, and also thank the Western Cape government for the good work they've done thus far, and also indicate that they have our support. We learned a lot from them, and we'll also ensure that other provinces that are also doing this important work are supported to be at the same level. So we should take advantage of the declaration and make sure that extraordinary measures are put in place, and we'll provide thought leadership in that respect.
Absolutely. Great chatting to you, and it's great to see different spheres of government working together. Dr. Mpaka Tau is the head of the National Disaster Management Center at the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs.